Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Coley. Welcome to the SU Coven podcast, little bitch detectives. Witch detectives.
We haven't done this in a long time. Oh, hi.
Wow, we're back.
We're back. That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
I'm so happy.
Me too. Sorry if you hear vehicles outside. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
That's good.
How are
We're going to be
you?
talking a lot about ourselves today.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are
So
you?
I'm good. I'm tired. Yesterday
Yeah.
was St. Patrick's Day, so I'm a little like worn out, you know, but
Yeah.
okay, otherwise. Dexter keeps eating things off the floor. And it's driving me crazy. But that's why I keep looking over there because he keeps eating. I don't know. Anyway,
Anyway,
should we go ahead and jump into some things?
yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of being back, SVU is back.
Woo, the strikes are over.
The strikes are over. SVU is back. And it's been a banger of a season so far, in
Yeah.
my opinion. Lots of changes happening to the squad too. But I particularly liked the episode last week because it was kind of a callback to my favorite episode.
Yeah.
And we got to see Captain Benson in her uniform and her beautiful long braided hair looking like a mermaid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil anything for those of you who haven't seen it, but just know that we're back. The writers are back. The actors are back. It's so good. I'm so happy.
Now we have to worry about IATSE going on strike.
Yeah.
That's the crew. For those of you who may not know.
There is that. But things are looking up in the SVU universe, so I'm happy
Yes.
about it.
Me too.
And I like to think that they're going to keep going as long as Marishka keeps going, because that's what they've said before. So
Yeah.
hopefully we've still got some seasons left in her.
Oh God, I hope so.
It was kind of funny. This is like a random like side note, but I think I sent you the actual tweet, but there was a tweet of Jane Mansfield Holt and Mickey holding Marishka as a baby, and people didn't realize that she was their daughter. And I was like, what do you mean? She's the spitting image of her mother. Like
Seriously, like that's why they put the line in last season of ask like the devil in the face like Jane Mansfield.
like literally has her exact face if you just took it off and put it, you know.
Yeah.
So not related, but kind of. That was really funny because I've been seeing people on Twitter being realizing for the first time. And I was like, oh, and the cool thing is everyone is even the people that are just realizing it are like, oh my gosh, like, but Mariska's earned everything that she has and kind of established herself in her own right.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. You don't see that
It
a lot with like Nepo baby discourse.
is.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. But I believe, do we have a new episode this week?
Yes.
Yeah. So, new episode this week. Coley and I watch them as we can. But I will be watching Friday probably because I can't ever get Peacock to work.
Yeah.
So, if anyone knows how to fix that, let me know. But yeah, I think that's it for SVU, right? Or
Yeah,
the season.
I think so. Now on to our Marishka corner. So, this past from the day of recording this on the 18th, this past Thursday and Friday, NBC turned Rockefeller Plaza into Olivia Benson Plaza for the 25th anniversary of SVU. And it was so cute because on Friday, Marishka and Ryan were serving coffee. Like the baristas were making it, but Marishka was like handing it out. And it was adorable. And Ryan was handing it out both days.
It's so cute because I love coffee. And I love Marishka.
Yeah, I do too. I'm so bummed I didn't get to go. We'll get into why in a little bit. But I'm so bummed.
We'll go. They'll do other things like that. We'll go do something sometime.
Yeah.
It is really cute. I think it's a big honor. You don't see a lot of day, or I guess daytime TV. Are we classified as
Prime
or
time.
primetime TV? I feel like you don't see a lot of big celebrations on shows like this, like that.
Yeah. Well,
Where the
because
city,
nobody's gone 25 years.
right, and the city honoring a show is cool to
Yeah.
me.
Well,
And
the city from the beginning has been the sixth character.
for sure, has to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's a pretty cool like fandom
It is. It can
we're in.
be. It can also be toxic as hell, but it's a
That's
really
true.
cool fandom when we're in.
Okay. So speaking of cool things, just some quick updates. As you guys know, during the strikes, we were doing some episodes talking about different cases going on in the world and in pop culture right now that are relevant to like the SVU space. And one of those is Gypsy Rose, who is always making headlines every single day.
Yes.
Gypsy Rose was released since we last spoke, I think, or maybe
Yeah.
shortly. Yeah, around the time we last podcasted, Gypsy Rose was released, and since then she has taken social media by storm for
Yes.
sure. And you can see it's very evident with her that, she was not able to access social media for a long time and has re-entered the world to a completely different space. And she left it. But I don't think anyone was surprised by that at all.
No.
However, just a couple of days ago, she deactivated her social media. I think maybe just Instagram. I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, I haven't looked into TikTok either. Hi, Dex.
But I saw she deleted her Instagram. She had like 7 million followers on there and basically was saying she wants to take accountability because I guess the public discourse on her Instagram was kind of angry at her for blaming other people and shifting a lot of blame onto her mom to almost give her this like public image of innocence.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, she's served her time and really gone above and beyond with it to really talk about her story and how she was abused. And I don't know. I think she has been accountable for what she did, and she deserves to live her life now.
Yeah.
So I hate that she had to do all that, but I also respect taking a break from social media.
Yes.
So, I get it.
Yeah.
But Gypsy Rose is alive and out and thriving and married and seems to be living her best life and connecting with family members and things like that. So,
Yeah.
she's also got a Lifetime documentary that is out. I've seen the first little bit of it and it's pretty good. So definitely check that out if you guys are interested in more of her story.
Yeah. Should we get into Jody and Ruby?
Oh boy.
So, Jody and Ruby were or took a plea deal, first of all. They took a plea deal in February, so last month. And they pled to 4 counts of aggravated child abuse instead of the six, which whatever. But Then they sat in jail until their sentencing hearing, which was earlier this month. And they both got 1 to 15 years per count. So 4 to 60 years. But Utah is stupid and has a law that if you have a consecutive sentence, it can't be more than 30 years.
Yeah.
So they're only going to serve a max of 30 years.
Which is not ideal, but they'll
No.
be pretty old when they get out.
Jody definitely will be. Ruby might still be a little spry.
A little spry, but
And at the sentencing hearing, oh my goodness, Ruby put on like an Oscar-worthy performance of "I'm so sorry, I led my little chicks astray," and yada yada yada. And Jody just seemed dissociated. Like, I
Yeah.
follow Jordan and McKay on YouTube and on Instagram. And they were saying it looked like she was either medicated or dissociated, and they weren't sure which. So,
Probably both.
yeah. Honestly.
It's not an ideal sentence, but I will take it.
Yeah.
In this climate and the way that things have been going, I will take it.
Yeah.
That's cr that whole case still rattles me.
Yeah, me too.
But like Coley was saying, the YouTubers remind me their names that do that cover them.
Jordan and McKay.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job of deep diving into everything.
Yeah.
So worth checking out if you want to hear more about that.
Definitely. They've been putting up a lot of live streams lately, but the VODs are still on their channel. So you can go back and watch the live streams. Just warning, they're like long, between 2 and 3 hours. So, just so you're prepared.
And I believe also Swoop has a few videos up on their main channel as well that are pretty good. I like Swoop, they're very documentary style.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dexter is trying to scoot in here on the couch with me. I picked a new setup for recording today.
Yay.
So I'm sitting up higher and Dexter's so confused. Anyways. I think that's all the updates with them at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hi.
Hi.
If you guys are not following us on social media, we do have an Instagram that we are fairly active on. We have been on hiatus for so long now that haven't been as active, but plan to get back into it. It's just at SVU Coven. Also, we have a Discord server. It's completely free to join, and you can talk to us one-on-one in there. There's a little bit of tarot, a little bit of SVU, just everything SVU Coven related. And we'll have links for that in our Instagram bio and the episode notes, all that good stuff. I would love to grow the coven over there, because I would like to start doing like some stuff in Discord. I
Yeah.
don't know what yet, but some stuff.
Yes.
And if neither of those things are mediums that speak to you, you can always email us at svucoven@gmail.com. Coley does check our email, so somebody is reading them and they share them with me. And we really love hearing from you guys. We've gotten some sweet emails in the past. But even if you want to be on the show, sponsor the show, run an ad with us, anything like that, svucoven@gmail.com is the place to reach us. Also, we have merch. Listen to
Yes.
the SVU Coven podcast. It's super soft. We have hoodies, we have mugs, we have beanies, all of that good stuff through Fourth Wall. And the proceeds go to Fourth Wall as well as to us, and we put that back into the show. So
Yeah.
if you are interested in merch, definitely go check that out. And we will be having some new designs coming soon.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
It's exciting. Also, really quick to social media update. Ilsa from Joyful Heart Foundation followed us on Instagram, and I'm so happy.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, are we relevant? Ah, so cool, so cool. Love that.
I just wanted to throw that in there because it's really ha I'm really happy about it.
So cute.
Anyway, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and comment. Rating and subscribing are the most important things for audio only. It tells the algorithm that you like us and will recommend us to other people. Commenting on YouTube, subscribing on YouTube are really important because it helps our analytics. And reviewing is just really nice. We lost all our reviews when we switched podcast hosts. And we would like them back.
Please.
Please.
Oh,
And we also have a coffee. So if you want, you can go on to coffee, onto our coffee, and donate however much you want. It all goes back into the show. And yeah, we appreciate the energy exchange with all of that.
Thank you, guys. We haven't done this in a minute.
No.
I'm like giddy. I'm like he.
Should
All right.
we get into it?
I think so.
Okay. So, we're gonna talk about where we've been for the past 4, almost 5 months, for the better part of 6 months out of the year. I have been having some health challenges with my MS. Many of you know that I have MS, some of you may not. I have MS, which is multiple sclerosis. It's an autoimmune condition that affects the nerves or the myelin protein sheaths of your nerves in your brain and spinal cord. And myelin protects the nerves and allows the electrical impulses to go through the nerves easily. And my body is currently eating its way through those myelin protein sheaths, which isn't fun. So, a week after we last posted, November 6th, I wound up in the hospital. My aunt drove me and I walked in. They asked me what was going on before like triage and stuff. They ask you like why you're there. And I was talking to them and I was immediately taken back into triage. I think they thought I was having a stroke because my speech was really slurred. I was in the hospital until the 10th. I had a Fields test done. I think that's what it's called. It's where they put a little camera up your nose and watch you swallow. Because they were afraid that I wasn't able to swallow properly. So I was NPO for the first like day and a half I was there. It was miserable. I got IV steroids, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or 7, 8, 9, and 10. I didn't get any steroids on the 6th. On the 6th, I got a CT, an MRI of my brain, cervical spine, and lumbar spine. Not lumbar spine, thoracic spine. I was supposed to get PT, but the physical therapist never came into the damn room because apparently, the physical therapist knows my aunt and doesn't like her very much. So, like, my aunt was in the room, so she just kind of stood outside and, like, didn't come in and then walked away. So, yeah. I think that's it for that hospital trip. So I went home. I was using a cane to get around. I was home for 15 minutes. I went to the bathroom and couldn't get up off the toilet. Like, physically, my legs would not hold me up. And my grandfather had gone to get pizza because I requested something other than chicken for dinner because that's all I had been eating in the hospital. So I requested something other than chicken, and he went to go get a pizza while I was in the bathroom, and I had to wait for him to come back so he could try to help me up off the toilet. And he couldn't get me up, and I wound up falling to the floor. So he called my aunt and her boyfriend over. They got me at least up onto the toilet again. But they couldn't get me like standing. So we wound up ha my aunt called the hospital back and was like, "What do we do? She can't move." And they said, "Bring her back in." So we called the ambulance and they got me up and took me back to the hospital, where I was admitted overnight, for observation. They wound up giving me a Xanax that night because I was having an anxiety attack because no one was coming to see me because my grandfather couldn't, and my aunt was like, "I just can't do hospitals right now, but I'll be there to pick you up to but I'll be there tomorrow," kind of thing. So I was having an anxiety attack because I was like, "I'm here by myself." My fear of abandonment kicked in, and I was just sobbing in the ER. And the nurse was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "I'm ha anxiety." And it took me like five times saying it for her to understand what I was saying. But they wound up giving me a Xanax, and then moving me to the advanced care unit, the ACU, which is where they put people who are there for observation. They put me on a PureWick both times I was there. And if you don't know what a PureWick is, now I don't know what it's like for people with AMAB anatomy. I only know what it's like for people with AFAB anatomy because that's what I have. It's pretty much a plastic tube that has like a tampon in it. So it's different from like a tampon applicator because the hole isn't on top, it's down the side, so it's split down the side. And they put it right up against your anatomy that you have. And when you have to pee, you just go and it sucks all the pee up. So I didn't have to get out of bed to go to the bathroom or to a commode. I could just go.
Not the commode.
Yeah, I had to use that a few times. And I suck at using commodes in hospitals.
They don't make it
No.
easy.
When I was back in the hospital, I kept bugging the nurses about getting me PT because I wasn't leaving without PT. And the physical therapist came in. They got me walking on a walker. They brought me to the bathroom and showed me how to get up off the toilet using the toilet like for leverage. I use my sink, like you've been in my bathroom. So you know that the sink is like a little bit farther away from the toilet, and I just push up off the toilet from that. Because we don't have like a handicap bar in my bathroom.
That would be smart.
Yeah, but we have nowhere to put
I
it.
know. I was like, I don't know where it would go.
Yeah. The bathroom is so small, there's nowhere to put it. So they did that. I got discharged. I came back home. And the second I got back home, I was like, I need to pee. Don't go anywhere because my aunt and her boyfriend picked me up. And I went to the bathroom and got up, no problem. So I'm happy. And I've been home ever since. But that night we had a club dinner at the golf course. And usually I would work them, but I just obviously couldn't. And my grandfather actually brought me up a plate of food like into my room on the TV tray. And yeah, that started my low appetite stint that lasted a couple months where I could only eat one meal a day. Because if I ate more, like if I ate breakfast, I wouldn't be able to eat dinner because I'd be full. So yeah. They send me home with prednisone for my speech because the steroids didn't do anything for my speech. So they sent me home with prednisone for my speech, and my aunt's boyfriend let me use his walker. I still have it. It's over this way. And I still use it. So I've been using it to get around the upstairs, and downstairs I've been holding onto the wall so I don't fall. And then if I go out, I use it for balance. Like when I go over to my aunt's house to walk from the car to her house, I have to have the walker so I don't fall over. And to get from her back door to the stairs, I have to use it so I don't fall over. And then I just use it upstairs. My aunt carries it up, and I use it upstairs too. Yeah. So after about 2 months of me being out of the hospital, my insurance finally kicked in. I got my insurance card. And I immediately called my new primary care physician and got an appointment with his nurse practitioner, who I love. And I'm so sad that this office is closing because that means I don't get to see Mel anymore.
No.
Yeah. They took blood work, and gave me more prednisone because the prednisone worked. It helped clear up my speech. But after like a week of not being on it, there was a backslide, and you couldn't understand me anymore. So they gave me more prednisone and an electronic referral for my neurologist. And I had to wait like a month to go see the neurologist, but it's fine.
But it's fine.
Because I actually got in, so I'm happy. So I go see the neurologist, and he takes more blood work. And when I say more, I mean like 10 vials of blood. And the only reason it was only 10 is because they had just done blood work on me like a month before. So they looked at the MRIs that I had done in the hospital and 8 years before. Now, with MS, you're supposed to get MRIs every year. I hadn't had one since diagnosis 8 years ago, almost. The 28th will be 8 years for me. So he looked it over because he wanted to confirm diagnosis because he's seen people who were diagnosed with MS for 20 years and then, oh, you don't have MS. So He took one look in the moon and was like, that's MS. You
Yeah.
have MS.
Thanks.
Do that. Thank you. He put me on modafinil, which is the generic for Provigil, to help me stay awake because before I was seeing him, I was sleeping literally all day. Like, I couldn't do anything but sleep. So I take modafinil every morning now. He put me back on the oxybutynin to help my bladder control because that's bad. Unfortunately, that's a symptom of MS. Vitamin D, he put me on. So it's like once a week that I take vitamin D because it's 50,000 IUs, which is a lot, and you can overdose on vitamin D, so it's once a week. And then he wants me taking B12, which I am. I take that every day to help my energy, or convert food to energy. And it's kind of working. You know, the other day I was up for over 14 hours, so, and no nap.
I swear by B12 because I'm vegetarian and so I don't get enough of it. So I take some every single day. And I highly recommend it. Also, vitamin D, just generally, people are deficient in vitamin D. So both of those things are good, I think, to keep up with.
Yeah, me too. And then Women's Day, International Women's Day, I got a call from the infusion center that my Briumvi, which is a disease modifying treatment for MS, got approved, and my first two infusions are set up. I go for my first infusion on the 8th, and I go for my second infusion on the 22nd, and then after that, it'll be every 6 months. My first infusion is going to be 7 hours. I'm not looking forward to that one as much. But it's okay. I can handle it. I have an infusion day wish list of stuff that I want to get to make my infusion a little bit more comfortable. So, like a sweatshirt that has zippers on the sleeves so you can open them and they can put an IV in. A blanket that my neighbor actually got for me, which is sweet. A tote bag. Even though I have so many tote bags, this one I feel like will be good for infusions because it has pockets. And stuff like that. And I have a stuffed animal on there, a bear. And I messaged Alexandra Billings on Instagram because she has a bear that she uses when she's sick, and she calls it Sick Bear. And it's adorable. I love Alexandra Billings. I messaged her and I was like, you inspired me to get a bear for my infusions, infusion bear. And she's like, I love infusion bear and I want pictures and videos.
Infusion bear is such a cute thing.
Yes. So maybe we'll put a link to it on our Instagram if you want. And at the moment, I'm going to be getting MRIs every 6 months until I'm stable, and then it'll be every year. So I go for my next MRI in May. And another couple things that have absolutely nothing to do with MS. I'm sober for 167 days today as of recording. So I'm really excited about that. It's actually been harder than I thought it would be because I don't consider myself an alcoholic because I've never like had to drink. It's always been if I have a drink, it's gonna be no more than two, and that's it. But I found it hard because I'm having cravings for alcohol now, which is weird. But
Yeah.
I've stayed sober, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
As you can see, last time I was here on camera, I had a ponytail, I had hair. I don't have hair anymore. My
It's
hair,
gone.
it's gone. I buzzed it. My hair was falling out in clumps when I came home from the hospital, and it just didn't stop. No matter like how much I brushed it or anything like that, it would just keep falling out in clumps. So I went to Supercuts and was like, "I want this." They looked at the picture, and the hairdresser was like, "Are you sure you want to go that short?" And my aunt was like, "Are you sure you want to go that short?" And I was like, "Yes."
I feel like you have had short before.
Yeah, but never this short. And my aunt actually said it best. She's like, she's the kind of person who is like, hair grows back. And that's what I said. I was like, my view is if I hate it, it grows back. And I'll just wear beanies until it grows back if I hate it. But I don't. I love it. And then Saturday, I dyed my hair this color. It's
It's so
called
cute.
Goji Berry. And it was supposed to give me like an auburn tone. And I think it did, even though
It.
the side looks like bright red.
It when we hopped on Zoom, I was like, oh my God, because I can see it so much more vibrant right now
Yeah.
than the pictures you sent me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like it looks really good. And I think it looks good with your shirt too.
Yes. My Stonewall shirts.
Oh,
Well, one of my Stonewall shirts. I have two now. But
so cute.
I think that's it for me. I
Yeah.
haven't really been doing much other than trying to get better, so
And that's important.
yeah.
I'm proud of you, and I'm so happy that you're still here.
Me too. Thank
And
you.
if you guys are wondering or are new to the show, I live very far away from Coley, so I was not able to be there for all of this, but I was there as much as our phones would allow, I
Yeah.
guess.
And you helped make it less lonely because I've been very isolated since November. Not being, because I can't drive at the moment because my balance is so bad. So not being able to get out and do anything and having to stay in my house, pretty much confined to my room, is really isolating and lonely. So having someone to text about random shit
We are good at
is amazing. Even
that.
though I bounce back and forth between topics like 50,000 times.
Yeah, but I just, I'm glad that you're still here,
Me
and I don't want
too.
to get too emotional while we're recording, so I'll leave it at that. But it's been a long time, and I'm glad that we're back.
Yeah, me too.
Also, just in its own right, being sober for almost 200 days is amazing.
Yeah.
I am not sober, so
In
I mean, I am right now. But like generally,
general.
in general, right now, just drinking coffee. It is 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you deserve the praise for that too, because that's a big deal.
Yeah. And I still have my grandmother's sober date chip somewhere where I can see it. And that's what kind of helps me get through it. Because it was one, it's one of those things where it's like, if my grandmother could do it, I can do it. So it helps me not drink. Yeah.
Well, would you like to spell break?
Sure. So this is the Witch's Almanac or Witch's Spell a Day Almanac for 2024. I got it last year in preparation and not realizing we wouldn't be recording for the first 3 months of
Oh yeah, happy 2024, guys.
yeah. It's
Woo!
no longer 2023. It is now 2024. So I'm gonna read the spell for the day this goes live instead of for today because I want people to be able to use it when it goes live. So this is for March 25th. It's the full moon on March 25th at 3 a.m. The color of the day is gray, and the incense of the day is neroli. And it's a lunar eclipse.
Powerful.
Powerful. So it's a self-reflection lunar eclipse spell. And it says traditional astrologers feel that doing magic during an eclipse isn't auspicious. In magical workings, eclipse energy comes across as confusing. It can be harder to navigate the waters of an eclipse over those of other full moons. The belief is that the eclipse energy is inconsistent and magic work during these moments is unreliable. However, self-reflection is a good thing during a lunar eclipse. By using the energy of the darkness to go within and take stock, you can connect with pieces of your life you might have been ignoring, avoiding, or putting off. It's not necessarily a good time to take action on these things, but it is a good time to take stock. During the eclipse, take out your journal and write this. So far, this year has been blank. Write until you feel complete, then write this. Lately, I have been feeling blank. Write until you feel complete. When you are finished, set your journal aside. The next day, take out your journal and read over what you wrote. Notice anything interesting or important that you feel you need to pay attention to. And that was by Phoenix Solfay and Guion Raven.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Also, how us of us for our first episode back to come out on a full moon.
Yeah.
That just
A
track. It's fine. It's fine.
full moon and a lunar eclipse. What gets better?
The
Yeah, it
club is back. Oh, all right. Well, a tough act to follow. I was going to give you guys my witch talk as well. Thank you for the spell break.
of course.
I kind of organized mine up by month, and I can't remember what all I had said before was going on, but just going to catch you guys up on what's been going on in my life as well during this hiatus we've been on. So, around the same time in November, I on 11/11 was the anniversary of my boyfriend and I's first date, and our mutual favorite artist, who's an Atlanta artist actually, had a concert that night, so it felt very universe-y, and we decided to go. His name's Zach Fox. For any of you guys who know him, you may have seen him on Abbott Elementary. But it was really fun, and it just kind of felt like special, being on 11/11 and all of that, because we did it unintentionally. Our first date was on 11/11 by accident. So, just kind of cute, fun stuff. And then, obviously, November was Thanksgiving. I actually took boyfriend to Thanksgiving with me for the first time, and he did really well. I know, I know. Woo. My family all lives very close together, so we all get together for the holidays. So big family affair. And then in December was mostly December things, Christmas, whatnot. My family went to Florida for the week for Christmas again. Ever since my grandfather has passed away, we've been doing that instead of like going to my grandma's house on Christmas Day, and it kind of makes it less emotional because we're, like in a new place and we're on vacation and we're at the beach or whatever. And even though it's cold, like it's still like a different environment. And I think that really helps with like the gravity of the loss of my grandpa. If you guys didn't know, my grandfather passed away at the height of COVID, from COVID. So it's been a few years without him, and I've really enjoyed doing like the family vacations, so that was fun. And I brought boyfriend with me to that too. So he's getting integrated. And then after that, I went back to Florida for New Year's ish, around New Year's, because my friend Sassy, friend of the show, she invited me to go down there with her family, and it was actually warm the second time, so I got to do warm activities. Yay. And then also for Christmas, boyfriend bought me a Kindle, and that has opened my world because Coley and I both, I'll talk about this in a minute, but we've both gotten back into reading lately, I feel like. And I had not had a Kindle in a very long time. I had one of the like original cheap ones when they first came out, like 10 years ago or something, and it broke. So I never like got it again, and then I wanted to start reading more on my own and for fun. And he got me a cute little green Kindle, and I love her, and I'm addicted to it, and now I can't stop reading. But I feel like it's a good hobby to have. So
Yeah, there are worse things you could do.
right. So I'm like, it's fine, it's fine. So that was December. January is filled with a lot of like celebrations for me at the moment. I have a lot of Aquarius humans in my life. But our first, me and boyfriend's first anniversary was on January 13th. So that was super exciting. And then my brother and my friend Sabrina, friend of the show, also they have the same birthday. Pretty much. They were born a day apart on the same year in the same hospital. So their astrology is almost identical. They've got like a couple things that differ.
That's funny.
Yeah, and they really get along too. So I did like stuff for Sabrina's birthday and for my brother's birthday, but they were all like back to back to back. So January always ends up being kind of busy for me. Just because it's like event, 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 event. But I love them and I love to celebrate them. So it was good. And then February, Valentine's Day, I showed boyfriend the movie Valentine's Day, which I know Coley knows because we've watched it together. But every year on Valentine's Day, I watch that movie because it's one of my favorites ever. The cast is just amazing. It's well written, it's funny. It's very early 2000s, and I was really excited to show that to him. I don't know that he liked it as much as I do, but it was cute. And then I also had a real birthday this year, which is crazy. So for those of you that don't know, I was born on leap day, so I only get a real birthday every 4 years. And 2024, I had a real birthday, so I'm now seven.
Yay!
7 whole years old. And we went to Tennessee for my birthday. My dad booked a cabin in the mountains, and we went to celebrate because every year on my real birthday, we go to where I was born and where I lived with my mom when she was alive. So it was really fun, really special. Sassy came with me, boyfriend came with me, my brother came. My grandma surprised me. I knew she was coming, but she showed up a couple days early, and was just sitting there in the living room when I got there, and I almost like passed out because it was just Mac, my brother, and I. We were like getting there by ourselves because my dad was at the grocery store or something, and I walked in and my grandma's just sitting on the couch. And I was like, I was like, this 80-year-old woman is just sitting there by herself waiting for me to get there.
That's cute.
I know, it was really cute, and I felt very loved while we were there. I actually you would love that. You would have loved this comedian. She's so funny. But we went to like a stand-up show, and the girl on stage was hilarious, but she was like, she's super like progressive and liberal and about our age, you know. And my family is none of that. So she kept like picking on my uncle because he was in the front row and he's like a Republican. He works for the government. And she kept like making fun of him the whole time. And it was just really funny because it was all in good humor, you know. But I bought a bumper sticker from her and put it on my Prius, and it says, "If this car's a rocking, it's because I'm crying." I was like, "That's me." So I had a lot of fun for my birthday, being seven, turned seven. That was like my most recent thing I did, I think, because now we're in March. It's March. And everything I have this month is like coming up. I did go to a birthday party yesterday on St. Patrick's Day. My boyfriend's best friend, his birthday's today, actually, but we celebrated yesterday. And that was fun. And then coming up, I actually have, so this Friday is a big day. It is Dexter's 5th birthday, so March 22nd. And if you guys didn't know, about 2 years ago, I almost lost him. So it's a big deal for me and for Dex, really, that he's making it to his 5th birthday because he had to have two emergency surgeries back to back a couple years ago, and almost didn't make it. So we are here today and we are excited about that. He's going to be five, one whole handful. So that's exciting. And then also on Friday, I'm going to see the canceled podcast live. I got tickets for. So if you guys are fans of Tana Mojo and Brooke Schofield, they are on a cross country tour right now for their podcast. And I'm a big fan because I just like girls being girls, I guess. It's like I imagine that their shows feel like a gathering of like-minded women and that it's just kind of like a party, but
Yeah.
we'll see. But they
I
are
was
coming.
wondering what canceled meant in the notes when you put it there. I was like,
Yeah.
what was
Me canceled. What was I? Nothing.
Katie
But I'm really excited because they are probably my most listened to like podcast. And I've been a fan of Tana Mojo for probably a decade. So I'm really excited about that. And it's on Dexter's birthday. So cute things. And then the next day, I'm going to a free music festival with Sabrina because there's this festival in Atlanta they do every spring that's just completely free. And they have really cool bands that come. And it's like an art market too. So you can go shop through the local art and food and all of that. And then sit for the music festival part. And it's really cool to me, like, that the city puts stuff on like that. That makes it more accessible for people that can't afford to go to big festivals, you know, because they're
Yeah.
so expensive.
Oh,
So,
yeah. We love a free music festival.
One year Joan Jett came and headlined it, and I went, and that was like, if you guys don't know, I'm super like music oriented and very into rock and roll. So to see Joan Jett live was a bucket list and for free.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So,
Is
and
it?
it was also like the day after Taylor Hawkins passed away. So she was crying on stage talking about Taylor Hawkins, who was my favorite drummer ever. So I just love free music festivals are the best.
Yes. Yes.
So that's like my month to month. I kind of broke it up. Aside from that, I've got like a few little extra things going on. So I actually left my position. I was working at a yoga studio in Atlanta, and I left there But then I missed yoga so much that I joined a studio closer to home, and I have been taking classes all the time, and I really love it. I've never actually just been a student at a studio. I'm always teaching or working. So when I take classes, it's usually like in the space I work in. So it's been really nice to be able to like go to a space and just be a student and just participate. So I'm probably going to keep up with that. I've really been loving it. And then I also joined my shaman, which I will put a link maybe in our Instagram or something. But my shaman here in Georgia, she has started a virtual program. So anyone anywhere in the world can join now. And I think it's between $30 and $40 a month, or you can pay for like the whole year and it's like a few hundred bucks or something.
It's 33. I looked into
Yeah.
it.
So it's called the Moon Goddess membership, I think, or something similar. And she's basically, so she's a Reiki master and a yoga teacher and an energy shaman and all that good stuff. I've talked about her many times. A good friend of mine, I've known her for many years, and she just started this program. So I joined and we had our first, we do like a live Zoom call twice a month to follow the new moon and the full moon. And she walks you through breath work, meditations, and lots of good journaling prompts to kind of embrace what's going on astrologically, as well as just energies that come with new moon and full moon and all of that. And I really swear by it because I always leave her classes, no matter what she's teaching, feeling like a weight's been lifted off of me. And during COVID, she used to do these classes all the time. She used to teach yoga on Zoom and do these kind of like breath work meditation classes. But then when the restrictions kind of lifted, she kind of veered off back into real life stuff rather than in the virtual realm. But now that she's virtual, anybody anywhere in the world could join the membership. So I will have it posted somewhere if you guys are interested in that. It was really nice. It's kind of like yoga for your brain, really, because I also, just as an astrology person, gravitate toward like doing readings and card pulls and all of that. So I really liked it. If you guys are interested, let me know. I'll shoot you a link and maybe put it on the Instagram link tree. I know for sure that you would love it, but I know that also like a $30 monthly commitment is a lot for anybody. So
Yeah, and I have a $30 every 2 week commitment at the moment, trying to pay off one of my credit cards.
same. Oh, that's funny because it's my segue into my next thing. So if you guys didn't know, I have a mountain of student debt and a mountain of credit card debt due to my little kitty almost dying a couple years ago. And for some reason, last year I was like, I'm gonna kick things into gear and figure this out. So my friend financially advised me on the best methods to pay off my debt. And I've paid off one credit card in full, and I'm almost done with the second. I have four total that I'm working to pay off. And then I also have reduced my student loan minimum payment. I got that taken down through a program that Georgia has. So my monthly payment is cheaper and my debt is slowly going down and my credit is kind of unhappy. I have really good credit, but when you start paying off your credit cards, it goes down. Make it make sense.
Because they want you to have a balance. That's why.
Yeah. So that's frustrating, but I do still have good credit, so it's fine. And proud of myself for finally paying some of it off. So it's slow going, but it's going, and I feel a lot more stable than I have over the last few years. So that's exciting. And then I started reading again, like I was talking about before. I am currently reading Yellow Face, if you guys have heard of that book. I believe it came out last year, and it's
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, so without spoiling anything, it's about it reminds me of what happened after The Help was published, where she was so criticized for being a white woman writing the experiences of black women. Yellowface kind of tackles that from the POV of the white woman, and Asian women. And so it's really interesting because you're reading and you want to be on the side of the narrator, but I'm very mad at her. And it's weird to hate the person that you're like reading through the POV of, if that makes sense. But I think that's what makes the book so good and interesting. So, I really like it, highly recommend it. I'm also listening to one of Oprah's audiobooks right now called What Happened to You? Sorry, Dexter's. And it's really good. But she does it in interview style, which is interesting for a book. But I really like it. If you guys are a fan of Oprah, you'll really like it because it's kind of the culmination of, instead of saying what's wrong with you, saying what happened to you and using what happened to you in your life as like how to figure out who you are, if that makes sense.
Did
So,
you ch check into a paper orchestra?
oh no, I will. I saved the link on my bookmarks, but I do want to read that one. That was a book Coley recommended.
Yes, it's a very good book. It's a book of personal essays by a screenwriter, so it
I
kind of.
really love essays lately. I just bought a couple of Joan Didion's because love.
Yeah. Hey, you love Joan Didion.
who doesn't? But yeah, so started reading again. That's been really good for me as well. And then lastly, I have stopped smoking and vaping nicotine related products, which is a big deal for me because I was having a hard time breaking that habit. But since about September, I have not picked anything up like that. And similar to you with the alcohol, I didn't feel like I was like addicted to the nicotine necessarily, but I find myself being like, oh, I want a cigarette or oh, I want a vape sometimes. And it surprises me a little bit. But I haven't had any and I plan to not. So, yay,
Yay!
I did it. Woo. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm always bad at thinking about what's going on with me. I've been addicted to the new season of Love is Blind, so if anyone wants to talk about that, it's really good. And I think that's about it going on with me for the moment.
I have one more thing I wanted to add to my witch talk that I forgot.
What?
Starting in like November until about January, I was crying uncontrollably, like at the drop of a hat over everything and nothing. And then I got my antidepressant switched, and now I'm not crying at the drop of a hat anymore. And there's actually reasons when I cry.
Yay. That's good though.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's working.
Me too. Definitely.
All right, well.
Should we get into our outro?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
So, if you're still listening, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and comment. Rating and subscribing are the most important things you could do on the audio-only platforms. Subscribing and commenting are the most important things you can do on YouTube. And liking, don't forget to like. And reviewing is just really nice. We lost all our reviews when we switched podcast hosts, and we would like them back. And we will read them out on the show when we get them, good, bad, or indifferent. And we appreciate the energy exchange.
Okay, so I pulled the Knight of Cups.
Yay!
What I love, oh, I'm using the Trip and Wait tarot deck. For anybody that's interested, it's like a LSD hippie-themed play on the original tarot. So Knight of Cups to me usually is like, like a graceful card in that everything that you go to tackle ahead, whether it's a work situation or a health situation or a relationship, anything that you're trying to get clarity on or work towards, make sure that you are doing it with tact and with grace and allowing grace for yourself, even. So if you're having a hard mental day or physical day or whatever, giving yourself that time and being patient is going to be really important. Making sure that you're not being so negative in the way that you speak to yourself is going to be really important. Another thing that I love about Knight of Cups is he's kind of like, he's a romantic. And when I apply this to like my own life, it's like romanticizing things in your own life. So maybe like one of those clean girl YouTube videos where it's like romanticize your morning routine or whatever. While it may seem silly, it is a good practice to remind yourself to be grateful and present in your own life. And if you're in a relationship or have a romantic partner, remembering to give them gr the same grace that you're showing yourself in these practices and being patient and understanding as best as you can. He's also, the Knight of Cups is just very charming generally in his attitude and things like that. So, honoring yourself, being a kind human being, taking the time when you need to take it and not feeling guilty about it. Grace for yourself and grace for others is kind of the overall vibe I'm getting from him today. Especially going into this full moon that we're going to have on the 25th. It's very intuitive and in touch with emotion, and so is Knight of Cups. Using this grace and this time you're taking for yourself to manifest what you want moving forward is going to be key for this new moon in this next cycle. Is what I am feeling today.
That whole giving yourself grace thing is something that I need to work on.
Me too.
And my therapist would say the same thing. And she's like, you need to stop comparing yourself to other people who don't have MS.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time, especially when we're going through like a full moon cycle too, our emotions are kind of heightened and we feel more tired too, which is the perfect catalyst for like emotional outbursts and storms and reactions. So being able to give yourself grace and not feel shame or guilt about it is very important. So yeah, I think that was a good card for the episode overall.
Yeah, me too.
If you're still hanging out and you want to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram at SVU Coven. We also have a free to join Discord server. You can get that link in our Instagram bio. If Instagram doesn't speak to you, we do have an email at svucoven@gmail.com. Polly does check the email, so somebody is reading them and will respond. We love getting emails from you guys, even if, you know, it's just to say hi. But if you're interested in being on the show, sponsoring the show, have questions for us, want us to run an ad with you, email's the best place to do that. So feel free to reach out. We also have merch. It's super cute. We designed it ourselves and we have new designs coming. That's through Fourth Wall. All the proceeds go to Fourth Wall as well as to us, and we put that back into the show. So if you're interested in ordering, get it while you can and keep a lookout for any new designs that may be coming soon.
Yes. And my goal for this podcast for this year is to have a guest on because we've been doing it for, gosh, almost 4 years now. And we haven't had a guest yet. And I want a guest.
Let's
So
manifest.
I'm going to be sending out interview requests to,
Yeah.
like,
Also, one of my goals
Krishka and
for the
stuff.
year is to get us more involved on like Discord and community so we can start having events. So if you guys have any ideas for like Discord events too, send those my way.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll be fun to grow a little community.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, we did it.
We did it.
And that's our show.
That's our show.
Okay. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. How do I stop recording? Hold on. Stop recording.